Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is the story about faith in Jesus and healing. Friends, Jesus is the healer. In the name of Jesus, there is healing. In the name of Jesus. Faith in Jesus connects us to healing. Why? Because the Father sent him to touch our lives, to heal us, to bring us whole, bring us wholeness. Friends, we're reading Matthew chapter 8, and we're beginning the year. This year, and we will read the Bible in 1 year. And I'm so glad that you are following us and reading the Word of God. I know your faith is going to be increased because the faith is increased by the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, it says, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down to the hillside. Look, a leper is approaching. He kneels before him, worshiping. Sir, the leper pleads, if you want to, you can heal me. And Jesus touches the man. I want to, he says. Be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappears. Then Jesus said to him, don't stop to talk to anyone. Go right over to the priest and be examined. And take with you the offering required by Moses' law for lepers who are healed public in a public testimony of your cure. When Jesus arrived in Capernaum, a Roman army captain came to him and pled with him to come to his home and heal his servant boy who was in bed paralyzed and racked with pain. Yes, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And then the officer said, sir, I'm not worthy for you to come to my home, and it isn't necessary for you to come. If you will only stand here and say, be healed, my servant will get well. I know because I am under authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. And when I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave boy, do this or that, and he does it. And I know you have authority to tell sickness to go, and it has to go. Praise the Lord. Do we have that faith in Jesus? Jesus stood there amazed, and he turned to the crowd, and he said, I have not seen faith like this in all the land of Israel. Friends, preaching Jesus, there is healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up and be healed today. Healing comes through Jesus. Our faith is in him who is the healer. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. He is all representative of God his Father. He doesn't do anything unless he consults with the Father. And God gave him authority, the Bible says, over everything in heaven, in the earth, and anything under the earth. If he gave his own son that authority, Jesus had the same right to pass it on to us, the people who serve the Lord, who have faith in the ability, his ability to heal. It's not about us. It's about him. He is the Savior. He does the healing. He gets all the glory. Amen. Matthew 9:35, it says, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus, do you know him? He's a healer. He can touch our body. He can touch our mind. He can touch our families. He can touch our marriages. He is able to do more than we can think or imagine. And some people might say, well, you're living out the Holy Spirit and you're living out the Father and you're living out this person. And well, God set this thing up. We don't have any authority to do anything. We can't even command anything in our own name. And I think you have read that in the Bible last year, that he sent his prophets or disciples out to heal the sick, and the demons jumped on them because they didn't know who they were. And they had to have gone in the name of Jesus. Jesus has the power. The demons tremble at his name. All heaven and earth shall praise him and give him glory. If not now, when he comes back, everybody's knee will bow. That's what the Bible says. All through the Bible it says that. And even on the last day, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Friends, if you would like to know this Jesus, you know I didn't know him. I heard about him when I was little. I seen the little stories about him and everything, but I didn't understand who he was. But it's like you knowing the most famous person in the world. And you heard about that person, but you don't know that person until you meet them face to face. And that's what happens when we come to know Jesus. And the more we read of in the Word of God, the red words, what he said, how he did things, what he thought about, what was his mission. You know, I asked him one time, I said, Lord, why is it so important that we share the gospel? Why? What is it? And he said, I asked him, show me what your heart is. What is burning inside of you? And you know, he put this heaviness on me, so heavy I couldn't stand it. I was crying for 3 or 4 days about it, because every time I thought about Jesus, I thought about his mission to save the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him, in Jesus, they will be healed. His burden is for the lost. He does not want one person to escape going to heaven. And neither do I. It's not going to be a nice if you go in the other way. If you trust in Jesus, you get a chance to go to heaven. You get opportunities all the way up until the day that you die. You get an opportunity to go to heaven. I don't want you to lose that. I want you to go to heaven. Why? Because that's what Jesus wants, us to be with him forever. And he said he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never desert us. He will never turn his back on us. He will never deny you in front of his Father. Praise the Lord. Would you like to know this, Jesus? Pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you did for me. But I heard about you today, and I know now that you are the Messiah. You are the Lord. There is no other name in heaven by which we may be saved. There's only the blood of Jesus who died on the cross for me personally. And Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've done so many things wrong. I don't deserve eternal life. But you gained that on the cross for me. And I ask you to forgive me now. I ask you to change my life. I ask you to give me your heart. Show me what it is, Father God, that you have planned for me. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, and I forgive anyone who hurt me. Father God, just as you have forgiven me, I forgive others. And I thank you for my salvation today. I know it's by faith that I receive this gift of eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And Lord, we can trust in that. I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, can you let me know? I would love to know that somebody came to Jesus, that somebody understands what he did for you and for me and for the world. He loves the people. Doesn't matter what race it is, what color they are. He loves his people. Amen and amen.